Good afternoon and welcome to The Lunchroom, live on Radio Caribbean International, and I'm your host, Calix George Jr. It is Monday, the 21st of October, day number 294 of the year 2019, and we're on to show number 159. And on the menu today, well, internationally, we're going to take a look at Canada's general elections, which is on today. And locally, we'll be speaking about crime, which continues to plague St. Lucia, more deaths and injuries due to violence. And there are three schools closed during the middle of the term due to teacher sick-outs and other issues with respect to mold. And have no fear, the horses are here. We'll be speaking about the DSH project and how that is panning out. Of course, at The Lunchroom, we aim to be the most informative hour of talk radio that you can find. And you can help us set that menu with your calls, questions, and your comments. Our main line number here is 452-3046. That's 452-3046. And you can also call us at our WhatsApp number and message in as well to 724-0008. Again, that is 724-0008. You can also send us an email if you so wish. It's lunchroom at RCISTLUCIA. That's RCISTLUCIA.com. And if you'd like to follow us online, you can do so. It's rcistlucia.com. That's our website. You can also download all our old shows if you've missed them. And you can also stream us live via Facebook. Just search for the official page of Radio Caribbean International and like and share that with your friends as well. And of course, if you're famished and if you're hungry, if you haven't gotten the bite eaters yet for the day, you can check out our Dilla Cuisine participants, Hardest Hard Restaurant and Bar at Banans Bay, Eugenie's Delight at VG Beach, KFC with its four locations island-wide, Bosun's in the Rodney Bay Marina, as well as Massey Stores, New Dock Road in VA4. And for October the 21st, our birthday wishes go out to Mrs. Sadia Snack Prosper, also to Roxanne Lafayette, Mr. Kurtwell Felix, Mr. McCartian Alexander, Mr. John Dovain, Mr. Ronald Ogis, and Miss Ansha Eliador. We wish you all the very best on your wonderful birthday celebrations. And some individuals born today of note include the Swedish-born chemist. And that, of course, is Alfred Nobel, and after whom the Nobel Prize awards are named. And it's also Kim Kardashian's birthday. She turns 38 today. And a few notable events for today. The explorer Ferdinand Magellan in 1520 on October 21st brought his fleet across the Cap Vigenis and became the first European to sail into the Pacific Ocean. And on the same day, on the same time, 1520, João Álvares Fagundes discovers the islands of Saint-Pierre and Miquelon. That's up in Canada. And bestowed upon them the names of the islands of the 11,000 virgins, which must have been the feast name of the day. And in 1805, in the Battle of Trafalgar, British Admiral Horatio Nelson defeats combined French and Spanish fleets, and Nelson was shot and killed during the battle. In 1824, on October the 21st, Portland cement is patented. In 1895, the short-lived Republic of Formosa, which is modern-day Taiwan, collapses as Japanese forces invade that island. In 1945, Frenchmen get the vote for the first time on October the 21st, and in 1964, the film version of My Fair Lady, directed by George Cukor and starring Rex Harrison and Audrey Hepburn, premiere in New York. And now we're on to our dish of the day. The Daily Dish is brought to you the kind compliments of Tires Plus and SGD Engineering, agents for Inco Tools in St. Lucia. G6 Plus. Tiles. Plus. Plus. We have tiles for inside and outside. Bathroom, kitchen with the best price. We range from colors to size. So anytime you want tile, come down and get tile. Everybody welcome to Tires Plus. Come get your tiles with the low cost. Tiles with the style like a Christmas. All kind of tiles, stars, we are the boss. Everybody welcome to Tiles Plus. Come get your tiles with the low cost. Tiles with the style like a Christmas. All kind of tiles, stars, we are the boss. We are located Lance Road in Castries, Bossejou Grosile, and Clark Street in VA4. Telephone number 453-7939. That's telephone number 453-7939. Tiles Plus.
A poor workman always blames his tool. Well, Inco Tools has come to solve this problem. Located in the Evergreen Plaza right next to Massey Stores in Rodney Heights, we give you high-quality, durable tools at unbeatable prices. We stock tools for carpentry, gardening, AC and electrical technicians. We have hand tools, power tools, air tools. We even have household tools for the ladies. We also stock generators, water pumps, air compressors, AC units, refrigeration parts, refrigerants, and solar water heaters. Call us at 452-5185 for more information and ask about our 3-month warranty on all tools. Inco Tools, make the world in your hands.
Serving now, the Daily Dish.
And welcome back to the lunchroom. I'm your host, Calix George Jr., and welcome back to a new week, of course. Hope everybody is having a productive Monday. Not the most favorite of days, of course, for many people, but it means being back at work. Now, today is also Election Day over in Canada. Canada has a fixed-date election system, and the Canada Elections Act states that a federal election must be held on the third Monday of October in the fourth calendar year following the previous federal election. And as the last election was on October the 19th in 2015, the fixed election date became October the 21st, 2019. Now, Canada has been a major development partner for St. Lucia for a very long time, and given its shared history, both being part of the Commonwealth, St. Lucians have had a long history with that North American country. It, of course, shares a Westminster style of democracy. However, in the case of Canada, there are federal and provincial level parliaments and, of course, elections. And somewhat like St. Lucia as well, it is a bilingual country, with French and English both being recognized as official languages over there. Now, with a population of about 37 million people, which is quite small compared to its much larger neighbor to the south, that is the United States of America, with 300 million people, Canada is in fact the world's second largest country by area, if you put together both their land as well as lakes and rivers. It means that it is a vast country with lots of space to go around, and it has prided itself on welcoming immigration, having a very welcoming immigration policy for a number of years. And of course, the big tagline for that time has been multiculturalism. Canada has currently one of the highest per capita immigration rates in the world, driven by its economic policy as well as the desire for family reunification. In fact, Canada also settles or resettles over 1 in 10 of the world's refugees, and approximately 41% of Canadians are either the first or second generation, and that also means that one out of every 5 Canadians currently living in Canada was not born in the country. 20% of the population was not born in Canada. So in the upcoming, well, in today's federal election in Canada, there are over 338 ridings or constituencies, with 170 seats being required for an outright majority. The Liberal Prime Minister, 47-year-old Quebecois Justin Trudeau, who is the son of one of Canada's famous prime ministers, Pierre Trudeau, who was the prime minister back between 1980 and 1984, has led the Liberal Party since April of 2013, and he will be looking for a second term as prime minister. Currently, the Liberals hold 177 seats in the federal parliament compared to the Conservatives' 95. The Conservative leader, 40-year-old Andrew Scheer, hails from Ottawa, but represents his wife's hometown, Regina, in Saskatchewan. And he is hoping to unseat Trudeau as prime minister. The New Democratic Party, a third party, which holds 39 seats in parliament in Ottawa, currently is led by the 40-year-old lawyer, Jagmeet Singh. And he was born in Scarborough, Ontario, but he's of Punjabi parents, and he represents the riding of Burnaby all the way out in British Columbia. There are 3 other parties contending, Bloc Québécois, which is primarily a party centered around Quebec, with its 10 seats, led by Yves-François Blanchet. The Green Party, led by Elizabeth May with 2 seats and the People's Party with Maxime Bernier's 1 seat. And there are now also 8 independents in the current makeup. So as at October the 17th, which is over the weekend, the Conservatives had an edge in the popular vote with the both the Conservatives and Liberals in a sort of a dead heat situation with about 31% to 32% of the popular vote. However, since September the 11th, when the House was dissolved, the two principal parties have toggled back and forth for the lead. The New Democratic Party, as I indicated early on, led by Jagmeet Singh, has actually gained in popularity, moving from 13% to now commanding 20% of the popular vote, according to those polls. I think it is also important to note, given the fact that Canada has gone the route of having fixed-date elections, that we too in St. Lucia were given the undertaking, I believe at the swearing-in ceremony of the Cabinet of Ministers in 2016, but also in the United Workers' Party 2016 manifesto, we were in fact promised constitutional change, specifically that we would also gain fixed-date elections. And this is in fact what was said on page 27 of that manifesto. The quote, constitutional reform, the Constitution of St. Lucia was framed almost 40 years ago with a particular context and circumstances. It is right that we should be reviewing it based on experience with its application within the current context and agree on areas where it might be improved or strengthened. There is much that has been found wanting in the implementation of our Constitution. Some of our parliamentary bodies, such as the Public Accounts Committee, have simply not functioned. More than a decade ago, an SLP government appointed a Constitution Reform Commission on which millions of taxpayer dollars were spent. That same SLP government has since discarded the commission's report. A UWP government will revisit the commission's report and, through a process of national consultation, seek to pursue those aspects of the report on which there is consensus. These will include, but are not restricted to, the following: the circumstances under which citizens will have the right to recall their parliamentary representatives, a fixed date for general elections, a limit on the number of terms a prime minister may serve, the powers of parliament to monitor the executive, the financing of election campaigns, integrity in public life. End quote. So that was coming out of page 27 of the 2016 UWP manifesto. And I thought it was very important to raise it, given that in many countries that do have the parliamentary Westminster system in place, they have now moved towards having fixed date elections, just as is what is happening currently right now in Canada. The United Kingdom has also gone in that direction. And note, of course, that is the mother of many of these other parliaments around the world, after which they were modeled. So certainly we need to consider that, because it certainly does lend great benefit to how we operate as a country. We know that we spend quite a bit of money with respect to election campaigns that go on and on and on. If you look, for instance, in Dominica right now, they've had a very extended election campaign. In the case of Canada, it's a very defined campaign period of 40 days within which campaigning actually occurs. So, and it's also, of course, to the benefit of all parties and players, in that it is not a political cat and mouse situation with the timing of elections. And of course, another matter we can certainly learn from in terms of Canada is the number of young individuals under the age of 50 who are actually participating in the leadership of their respective parties. You're talking about a 47-year-old prime minister in the case of Justin Trudeau. We're speaking about 2 40-year-old leaders of parties, the Conservative Party, led by a 40-year-old Andrew Scheer, and another 40-year-old Jagmeet Singh. So certainly it's a good sign when you actually have that number of young people participating in elections, and in fact, not just in elections, but to be in such positions as being the leaders of their respective parties. Of course, another major issue in St. Lucia is the whole aspect of ensuring that we have more women in politics. And I do believe that was touched on sometime last week in a conversation here at the lunchroom as well. So that was our dish of the day. And when we return, we'll continue talking about some local issues as well as taking your calls.
This has been The Daily Dish.
Plus style. Come plus. Get your tiles. Style. Plus style. Plus. We have tiles for inside and outside. Bathroom, kitchen with the best price. We range from colors to size. So anytime you want tile, come down and get tile. Everybody welcome to Tiles Plus. Come get your tiles with the low cost. Tiles with the style like a Christmas. All kind of tiles, cause we are the boss. Everybody welcome to Tiles Plus. Come get your tiles with the low cost. Tiles with the style like a crisscross. All kind of tiles, cause we are the boss. We are located Lance Road in Castries, Bossejou, Grosile, and Clark Street in VA4. Telephone number 453-7939. That's telephone number 453-7939. Tiles Plus.
A poor workman always blames his tools. Well, Inco Tools has come to solve this problem. Located in the Evergreen Plaza right next to Massey Stores in Rodney Heights, we give you high-quality, durable tools at unbeatable prices. We stock tools for carpentry, gardening, AC and electrical technicians. We have hand tools, power tools, air tools. We even have household tools for the ladies. We also stock generators, water pumps, air compressors, AC units, refrigeration parts, refrigerants, and solar water heaters. Call us at 452-5185 for more information and ask about our 3-month warranty on all tools. Inco Tools, make the world in your hands.
And welcome back to the lunchroom. You, of course, may be wanting to call in. It's been a weekend and you may have quite a bit on your plate which you'd like to share with us. The number is 452-3046. Again, that's 452-3046. And of course, there's always our WhatsApp platform as well, which you can message in on. The number is 724-0008. That's 724-0008. Over the weekend, the St. Lucia Labour Party, the opposition party, hosted the second part of its annual conference. And it happened yesterday at the John Odler Memorial Secondary School Auditorium. And that was a closed conference. There was a confidence vote, which was held in the party's political leader, the current leader of the opposition, the Honorable Philip J. Pierre. And he got the nod from the vast majority of attendees there with a confidence vote of 303-3, I do believe. So despite the onslaught by many pundits that Mr. Pierre is no match for Mr. Chastney, it appears that he will more than likely be the one leading the SLP into the upcoming general elections as leader of that party. So we are now 2/3 of the way through the traditional political cycle of 40 months out of 60. And so I think it is very unlikely at this point in time that there would be any further shifts in the political leaderships of either party. So whether we see a general election in St. Lucia in 2020 or 2021. Of course, we don't know exactly because, as I indicated, we do not have any fixed date election system right here. So that is certainly something we would have to see. I kind of doubt there would be any legislation being brought forward to effect that before the next election. But of course, I would be very welcome. I would be very happy if, in fact, I am proven wrong. Over the weekend as well, it was quite a busy time for emergency response crews, for the police, for a number of individuals, the fire service, no doubt. And that was because of quite a bit of violent crime being witnessed in our society. We saw a spate of shootings as well as a chopping over the past week. A young man was found dead in the Lakai area in the Mabuya Valley. There was a security guard shot dead. in Balata at the service station there. Another man found dead in Viefo. Another chopped in the neck in La Bonne in Grosley. And yet another shot in the community of Jetwin in Saltibus. We have a call coming in at this time. First one for the day. Good afternoon. Welcome to the lunchroom. What's on your plate today?
Good afternoon, Mr. Carrick George Jr.
How are you, sir?
I'm okay. Mr. Carrick, in one point, I agree with your point that we need, it's good to have more women and more young people in our scheme of our life, because they have to replace the older folks. That's the cycle of life. But I thought you would have put more emphasis on character, good and upward character. Because you could look at, for example, Honorable Philip J.P., whether he's 99 or 2 years old, he's a man of upward character, like Buske. These are people. So while I like to hear you encourage women, boys, children, young people, good, that's fine. But I would love to enforce character, good and often honest character.
Do you think it would be a good idea for a 99-year-old prime minister, though?
No, I was trying to put the emphasis should not be on age or gender, but on the character of the persons involved in our managing our national life or our daily life. So I just threw that in there. It doesn't matter what it is. That's what I want.
Right, but we do know that the tendency, though, caller, mm-hmm. is to have males in politics, a lot more males in terms of elected politics, and they tend to be of a certain age group.
No, well, so, I agree with you. What I'm just saying, Brother Carrick, the democracy which we know how the fight is power, whatever. If women want to get involved, they have to face that. That's how it is. I may disagree with it. The point you are making is fine, but I'm just saying we need to, because our issue is not really with more men or more women, because we have had women in our political life.
Very and few, though.
But what have we seen? So they go like along, like, and you could check the whole world over. So let's focus on good people of good and upward character.
No, of course, course, character is important. Yeah. Of course, competence is important.
Exactly, right.
However, I'm pretty certain, caller, that they have a lot of competent women and there are a lot of competent young people as well.
Mm-hmm. So, the door is open.
That's what I'm just making the point to you, okay. that we may still have an issue. And although you may say the door is open, we may still have issues in terms of how the parties are structured or how they are operating, which may not be encouraging as many young people or as many females to get involved.
Well, open it.
And as you rightfully said, in terms of even the issue of, yes, we have had females, but the numbers still do not suggest that there are enough.
But they are not blocked.
Getting involved.
What I'm saying, they are not blocked. They may not like how they probably would be treated in the political cockfight, as they call it.
So it means that we have a problem with the political system?
No, well, I thought, let me tell you this quickly, a couple of years ago, I thought when people say, look at how that don't happen in America and that don't happen in England and those people that discuss the thing claim, you think I could say that now? Huh?
You mean in terms of the rise of individuals like Trump?
No, in terms of how they conduct their politics, they mm-hmm. curse, they choose, they get on, they misbehave badly.
Mm-hmm.
But we would say, no, that don't happen there. But the point I'm saying, in this democracy, which we call democracy, and we want to present, there are certain things that goes with it. And if you want to get it, I may disagree with it. If you want to get on, if you want to go into it, that is what, for now, that is how the system uses it. But the system does not block off any male or female from getting what. If in the political system there are structures that we did that before our forefathers, we fight to change your system. And democracy and life is an ongoing process.
That may be so.
There's an issue.
Caller, there may be no written laws preventing certain people, or there may not be any kind of an age bar mm-hmm. or a gender bar that is written.
Sure.
But sometimes there are unwritten nuances and cultures that perpetuate a certain type of system.
Yes.
So, for instance, we can easily say that, let's look at the situation of race in St. Lucia.
Yeah.
I'm sure you would have heard of the days when only a persons of a certain Hugh would be employed in certain financial institutions.
The banker not long ago.
Right, and not long ago. But we never had anything on the book saying that you had to pick certain individuals.
So you fight that.
That was a cultural, unwritten type of situation that existed.
But it was fought.
But what I'm saying, caller, is that if we're just looking at it from the perspective of the data, the statistics, as it is right now, we clearly do not have enough women in politics and we don't have enough young people in politics, just based on the numbers.
Okay.
Just based on the numbers.
Yeah.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so if we look at the proportion,
from
the proportion of the population, if you have 50% of women, I don't think we have anywhere near that in terms of 50% of women in the House of Assembly.
Okay.
Right?
I think we're actually saying the same, but I agree with you.
And I think we are on the same page. And of course, competence matters. Of course, character matters. But at the same time, we should be encouraging these groups, right? These groups, which are major parts of our population, to have their fair share of representation. But and I'd also like to throw it to you, caller. Do you not think that there's a possibility that if you have, say, a majority of women in the House of Assembly, that the decision making might very well be very different?
No,
you don't think so.
No, you have to come with your character first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first, and then I'll see, because it doesn't put all of. I'm just check all over the world whether it is in wherever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where you have some of the most brutal dictatorship out, you are a widely read man, you will notice that or realize that in the documentary or the biography of those men, they tell you how their wives or their girlfriends have been the force behind them. Look at President Marcos and all those. Look at that. We can go through. So I am saying, you must have good character. Is it for me? Properly qualified for the job in our day, in our time, in terms of what you want to do. You can't just want to be a minister of health and you don't know nothing. But you know, we have to come with it. But I'm saying, I'll put in front of you, give me 10 good women that have up full, or 17, all of them will be my parliamentarian. I got 17 youth who up full, who concern about the people and the country and make sure everybody live well, I'll go for them. But for me to say we want 10 women and this one, I won't go for that. But that's how the system is. That's how it is. But I disagree with it. But you're making a good point anyway. But I believe character is the same, my brother.
Very well, caller. Thanks very much for that, those points. Let's probably try to take our break for the weather this time, because we will then have a little bit more time towards the end of the show to have a broader and uninterrupted conversation. So we're going to take a break for the weather this time, and we'll be right back.
Free tiles! Come and get your free tiles here! We're giving them away at Island Style, Thailand Bank!
Sir, are you mad? What do you mean free tiles?
Well, madam, for every 100 tiles you buy at our regular price at Island Style,
we'll give you up to an amazing 25 tiles free!
Really?
And to be honest,
yeah,
we've probably gone a little mad.
Wow, that's a deal! And good timing too! So I can pretty up my house in time for Christmas! And look how nice those tiles are!
Free tiles! Ceramic tiles! Porcelain tiles! All tiles! No exception!
Visit us at Bella Rosa, Rodney Bay, John Crompton Highway, Castries, and Lantoni, View 4. Or call 452-450 or 453
Tile!
Attention, attention, attention! Introducing Palmer Automotive Batteries, a leading brand in Asia, now in St. Lucia. Palmer Automotive Batteries are now available at Battery World Plus, Rodney Bay and Massad, Shimari's Garage, Blair's Auto, and other leading store outlets. Palmer batteries are of the highest quality and standard with full warranty. Palmer is powered by cutting-edge technology and the leader of the new era. Palmer brand, the best priced batteries on the market. Call us today, 453-7037, 451-2264 or 450-0390.
Caribbean Metals Limited presents Spin to Win promotion. Spend $500 or more and get a chance to spin to win instant prizes. Spend $2,500 or more and get a chance to spin and enter into the grand prize draw. We have not forgotten our account holders. Pay on your account and get the same chance to win. Promotion runs the first week every month until December. The grand prize, $5,000 cash on December 6, 2019. Like, share, and subscribe subscribe to our pages on the various social platforms for more details.
Terms and conditions apply.
This promotion is approved by the National Lotteries Authority. Caribbean Metals, we've got you covered. Guaranteed.
Beacons in your house. And we're bringing you the simplest way to ensure your contents. Just log on to beacon.co.tt, choose the contents package that best matches your home, and click to cover your furniture, electronics, appliances, clothing, kitchen items, and much, much more. Just click, match, and buy. Call us at 458-5860 or log on to beacon.co.tt today.
This is Radio Caribbean International. It's now time for the weather news.
It is now time to take a look at the latest weather report as of 12 noon today. Our forecaster this hour is E. Francis. It is the 21st of October 2019. The present weather at Huronera, partly cloudy. It's also partly cloudy at George Giles. The present temperature at Huronera is 28 degrees Celsius or 82 degrees Fahrenheit. And last night's minimum temperature at Huronera was 24 degrees Celsius or 75 degrees Fahrenheit. The wind at Huronera is blowing from the east at 22 miles per hour or 35 kilometers. After a 24-hour period ended at 8 a.m., there was 3.4 millimeters of rainfall recorded at Huronera, and at George Giles 1.5 millimeters was recorded. The total rainfall for the month of October thus far, 53.8 millimeters at Huronera and 116.6 millimeters at George Giles. Sun will set today at 19 minutes before 6 and rise in the morning at 4 minutes before 6. Now for the forecast for St. Lucia, valid for the next 24 hours. The winds blowing from the east near 18 miles per hour or 30 kilometers becoming lighter at times. The weather, partly cloudy skies becoming cloudy at times with some scattered showers and a chance of isolated thunderstorms. A recap of the forecast for St. Lucia, valid for the next 24 hours. The winds blowing from the east near 18 miles per hour or 30 kilometers becoming lighter at times. The weather, partly cloudy skies becoming cloudy at times with some scattered showers and a chance of isolated thunderstorms. Marine forecast for seas in a 25-mile or 40-kilometer radius from St. Lucia. The low tide for the Castries Harbour will be at 24 after 2 this afternoon, and the high tide will be at 8 minutes after 9 tonight. And for the VFOB, the low tide will be at 9 minutes before 4 this afternoon, and the high tide will be at 15 after 10 tonight. The seas are slight to moderate. The waves are 3 to 5 feet, the same as 0.9 to 1.5 meters in open waters. For the Lesser Antilles, it's partly cloudy skies, becoming cloudy at times with some scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms. And our tropical weather outlook. Moisture and instability in the lower atmosphere over the Lesser Antilles will cause some showers and isolated thunderstorms over a portion of the region during the next 24 hours. And two tropical waves located over the central and the eastern tropical Atlantic are moving westward near 12 miles per hour or 19 kilometers. So that's the tropical weather outlook again. Moisture and instability in the lower atmosphere over the Lesser Antilles will cause some showers and isolated thunderstorms over a portion of the region during the next 24 hours. And there's two tropical waves, one over the central, the other over the eastern tropical Atlantic. They are both moving westward near 12 miles per hour or 19 kilometers. That is the official weather report at this time. Join us in the morning at 6:30 for our next official report from the Met Service. Thank you, E. Francis, for the update at this time. The weather was made possible by Island Style Thailand Bath, Battery World Plus, Caribbean Metals, and Beacon Insurance.
This has been RCI's Weather News. For more information, call the Weather Hotline at 454-3452. RCI 101 number 1.
Come and get your free tiles, yeah! We give it never away at Island Style Thailand Bath.
So are you mad? What you mean free tiles?
Well, madam, for every 100 tiles you buy at our regular price at Island Style, we'll give you up to an amazing 25 tiles free.
Really?
And to be honest, yeah, we've probably gone a little mad.
Wow, that's a deal. And good timing too. So I can pretty up my house in time for Christmas. And look how nice those tiles are.
Free tiles, ceramic tiles, porcelain tiles, all tiles, no exception.
Visit us at Bella Rosa, Rodney Bay, John Crompton Highway, Castries, and Lantoni, View 4. Or call 452-450 or 453-TILE.
Tile.
Attention, attention, attention. Introducing Palmer Automotive Batteries, a leading brand in Asia, now in St. Lucia. Palmer Automotive Batteries are now available at Battery World Plus, Rodney Bay and Massad, Shamari's Garage, Blair's Auto and other leading store outlets. Palmer Batteries are of the highest quality and standard with full warranty. Palmer is powered by cutting-edge technology and the leader of the new era. Palmer Brand, the best price batteries on the market. Call us today, 453-7037, 451-2264 or 450-0390.
Caribbean Metals Limited presents Spin to Win Promotion. Spend $500 or more and get a chance to spin to win instant prizes. Spend $2,500 or more and get a chance to spin and enter into the grand prize draw. We have not forgotten our account holders. Pay on your account and get the same chance to win. Promotion runs the first week every month until December. The grand prize, $5,000 cash on December 6, 2019. Like, share, and subscribe to our pages on the various social platforms for more details. Terms and conditions apply. This promotion is approved by the National Lotteries Authority. Caribbean Metals, we've got you covered. Guaranteed.
Beacons in your house. And we're bringing you the simplest way to ensure your contents. Just log on to beacon.co.ct, choose the contents package that best matches your home, and click to cover your furniture, electronics, appliances, clothing, kitchen items, and much, much more. Just click, match, and buy. Call us at 458-5860 or log on to beacon.co.tt today.
And welcome back to the lunchroom. Thank you for sticking with us. It is 19 minutes to 2 o'clock, and we are continuing to have our discussion here. If you'd like to call in to help set what's on your plate, you can do so. 4523046 is our number, 4523046, and you can also call into 724-0008. And tomorrow's guest in the lunchroom is going to be the director of the Folk Research Center. That is Miss Louise Victor. She's a new director of the Folk FRC. And of course, we'll be speaking about the upcoming Juné Créole activities. Coming up, International Creole Day is going to be on Sunday, October the 27th. And of course, we celebrate it here in St. Lucia as Juné Créole. Now, over in a number of schools across the island right now, we're seeing that there have been a number of closures, unscheduled closures, over the past few days. And of course, that is against the backdrop of quite a bit of money being spent in maintenance works over the past 2 years. Now, according to the 2017 Education Digest, St. Lucia had 23 secondary schools with an enrollment of 11,941 students and 74 infant or primary schools with 15,463 students enrolled. Now, the school population has been steadily falling. In academic year 2004-2005, for instance, primary schools had about 10,000 more students in that year than they had in 2017. And in fact, back then, there were about 25,009 students compared to the 15,000 in 2016-2017. And of course, this major drop has been due to the declining birth rate in St. Lucia. Families are having fewer children. However, during that same period, teaching staff at the primary level has remained largely fixed at a little over 1,000 teachers. Now, that number, it's about a quarter of that number, in fact, are specialist teachers who are not bound to the classroom. So thus, the per capita cost per student has, in fact, been increasing over the years. However, most of those recurrent costs go towards staff salaries. And with aging school plants, more certainly needs to be done to maintain decent conditions and conducive learning environments. The government has indicated that it's spent in the region of $20 million cumulatively over the past 2 years on school plant maintenance and improvement. Now, that works out to be about $103,000 per school per year over the past 2 years. However, as to how effectively that money has been spent, an accounting has not yet been provided to the public. And there was certainly a furore over the late opening of some schools for the beginning of the academic term. But this has certainly been shrugged off by the minister. She indicated that that was a sign that there was so much work being done that delayed opening was in fact a good sign. However, it has now been reported that the Methodist primary school, has had to be closed due to the condition of the school plant there at Castries, and that's the Gordon and Walcott Methodist School. Now, mind you, that school was actually down for rehabilitation and expansion under the Basic Education and Enhancement Project, I believe as well under the EQUIP project, but that has not yet come to fruition. And then we were advised by Mr. Scott, the principal of the Entrepot Secondary School, that teachers have reported to have fallen sick. And that, of course, we heard about in the news today. We heard an extensive piece where the chief education officer was giving a report of what has been done thus far over the weekend in particular to try to remediate the issues of mold that seem to be affecting that the Entrepot Secondary School with a population of about 600 students. She indicated that about 375 students had actually come into school, but because of the absence of teachers, the inability to ensure proper supervision, of course, those students had to also be sent home, presumably, I would think, to unsupervised homes as well. Now, that situation has, in fact, resulted in a number of teachers falling sick. It seems to have been a continuous problem. There's also the concern of asbestos. That is my understanding at that school as well. So what we've been told is that about $50,000 was spent trying to deal with the problem over the weekend. And also we're being told about another school in the Castries area, the RC Boys Infant School, and that will be remain closed until tomorrow to effect repairs to that school's electrical system. Now, clearly in the case of mold, it has been a long incoming issue, a problem all across St. Lucia, a number of not just schools and public buildings, but also in commercial houses as well. And it certainly does need to be addressed urgently because we have quite a bit of real estate, government property, which is simply not being used because of air quality issues. The buildings are sitting down, abandoned, effectively empty. So in the case of the Entrepot Secondary School, one would have liked to have believed that, and for all schools, that there is in fact periodic and regular maintenance schedules. And of course, issues of air quality should be, as a matter of fact, as a matter of process, be considered on a regular basis so that these things might be mediated earlier and sooner rather than later. And of course, it really does beg the question as to whether we got good value for money with such a large amount of money being spent on school repairs, but yet still some of these problems, which you would think are or should be priorities, seem not to have gotten addressed. The minister certainly did not provide us with much comfort when she spoke back in on the record in August, indicating that the ministry at the time did not yet have a quantity surveyor on board until very late in the game after significant works have already been done. Well, as Mrs. Meyer indicated, the CEO, the chief education officer, that quantity surveyor is on call now. They are all on the site looking into this matter of getting the Entrepot Secondary School back up and running. But of course, it seems that all is fine because guess what? The horses are here. And yes, that's right. It appears that the unwritten policy of horses before hospitals, as is being suggested in the song, went into high gear over the weekend with the arrival of some 40-odd horses for the Royal St. Lucia Turf Club, and that's the name given to the DSH racetrack. And these horses landed at the Hewanora International Airport in grand style via Sky Lease Cargo MD-11. Now, of course, we've been speaking about the whole DSH Desert Star Holdings, or as the Prime Minister prefers, Delivering Southern Hope, which was supposed to have been a US $2.7 billion investment. And that's what it was touted as back in July of 2016 when that agreement was signed in public view, or even though the agreement itself still apparently has not been officially released, even though we've seen many versions of it, that framework agreement. And that framework agreement spoke to quite a bit of interesting situations in terms of that agreement between the government and DSH. We heard of things like land being leased for $1 an acre. We heard of the sale of passports. We heard of that buy back clause, in which the developer would have the option of reverting all the assets to the government, and the government would have no choice but to purchase the investment. And in fact, as far back as January 2017, the Prime Minister then also told us that we should have expected in the region of $1.5 billion in investment, in foreign direct investment, over the next 2 years. Well, it appears that, in fact, we have not seen an uptick in FDI, in foreign direct investment. We've actually seen in foreign direct investment falling. And that's according to the UN ECLAC report of 2019. And if you actually go online, you can get that report. It's UN ECLAC. That's the UN's Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean. And they do a number of publications. And they actually put out a report on foreign direct investment in Latin America and the Caribbean for 2019. And if you check out page 74, the appendix there, appendix 1.A1, it gives a breakdown, a table of all the countries in the region and the flows, the actual FDI flows over the period from 2003 up until 2018. So, for instance, back in 2003, there was $82 million worth of FDI coming in. In 2004, it was $238 million of FDI. In 2005, $277 million. That, in fact, is the highest on that record, in that period. 2006, it went to $166 million U.S. 2007, $152 million U.S. 2008, $127 million U.S. 2009, the same $127 million. 2010, $100 million. 2011, $78 million. 2012, $95 million. 2013, $93 million. 2014, $93 million. 2015, it went back up to $154 million. 2016, $117 million. But in the years 2017, it went as low as $38 million. And in 2018, $40 million US dollars. So certainly a major slump in foreign direct investment coming into the country, which certainly does not pan us in the right direction, because certainly FDI, foreign direct investment, is a major driver of economic activity. We have been buoyed, thankfully, by a very up-and-coming, robust tourism sector. And our tourism numbers have increased substantially thanks to, primarily thanks to, I would say, the new Royalton property, largest hotel on island currently opening up. But in terms of actual FDI flow coming into the country, that certainly has not panned out. And it certainly is a great question, therefore, what is going on with this massive $2.7 billion promise of DSH. What we have seen with DSH, however, is a substantial amount of government investment, a substantial amount of foregone assets, as well as a substantial amount of foregone revenue from Desert Star Holdings. So, for example, we know of the $21 million meat processing facility, which was started quite a while. A lot of reports were done, a lot of studies looking at the livestock sector in St. Lucia. We had the former veterinary, chief veterinary officer in the studio in the lunchroom a couple of weeks ago, telling us about the entire process of the amount of the gestation that had to occur before we even got to the construction of this new meat processing facility. And it is effectively just sitting down at Beau right now, not being utilized, abandoned. So that's not being used, $21 million there, a $13 million DSH bypass, which had to be paid for by the state. Then the state also had to go and acquire $12 million in acquisition of new property up at Volette. And that's at the livestock farm, a new livestock farm to replace the existing Beauséjour Agricultural Station, because that's where the racetrack was being put down. Then we have to also consider the foregone revenue from the actual leasing of the property. So remember, a dollar an acre. So effectively, the DSH investor was getting land for, say if they had 200 acres for the racetrack or thereabouts, they'd just be paying $200. But if you actually look at the true value of that land, if you look at the framework agreement and use the figure that's in there for any purchase of land, if you put that figure towards the amount of land that is actually being leased there right now, we're speaking about $50 million in foregone revenue. So you can, and we're not even speaking about other issues related to DSH, such as the relocation of utilities. There's currently a 66 kV high voltage line that runs through the site, right across the racetrack, in fact. And we're still not sure exactly how this entire matter is being played out in terms of whether the state has any involvement at all in terms of the actual facilities which have been constructed. Now, what has been constructed thus far does not include any massive grandstand. In fact, according to what Mr. Teo Aking has said in a Thoroughbred news, a Thoroughbred Daily interview, which is available online, that is in fact not going to be built for maybe another 3 years or so. So effectively, the investment thus far has simply been into the earthworks, setting up the racetrack itself, and putting down some stables, which he has indicated can hold in the region of 120 horses. Well, we've seen about a third of those horses arrive, I suppose, 40 horses, which are effectively owned by the Royal St. Lucia Turf Club. What normally happens in a situation like that, with a racetrack, is that you have private individuals owning horses, and you bring your horses forward to participate at the racetrack. There's a very different model here where they have gone ahead and have actually purchased horses, I suppose, to almost jumpstart the process, because the whole hope is that on December the 13th, there will be a race, the Peto Cup, as it has been termed. And so certainly that we'll have to see how things pan out with that. I'm not sure who's buying horses out there. But of course, it is a very difficult industry. It's an industry that has quite a lot of challenges worldwide because of falling interest. But that's what we're being told. The Royal St. Lucia Turf Club, and it's going to stage its first horse race on December the 13th, which is, of course, National Day, and the cup is US$150,000. And the hope there is that individuals will come on board and buy up some of these horses which have just come in. The story is as well that the horses even came with their food. So I suppose our import bill is going to go up, edge up a little bit higher in terms of the hay and other food that has to be provided for the nutrition of these thoroughbreds. It'll be very interesting to see how it all pans out. And of course, we know that this has taken quite a lot of interest, because a number of individuals are wondering why so much emphasis on horses, why so much emphasis on putting forward this DSH project in the face of so many other competing priorities, whether it's healthcare, whether it's education, whether it's crime and security, security. Certainly, these are very valid questions being asked with respect to this entire situation. Now, we only have about 2 minutes left. Of course, if you do want to have a quick contribution, you can still do so. Of course, our number is 452-3046. And tomorrow's guest, as I indicated, is going to be Miss Louise Victor. And we are going to be speaking about the whole issue of the upcoming June Creole activities. And I'm sure that is going to be quite an interesting time. Of course, I know as well, a number of St. Lucians are heading across to Dominica for the World Creole Music Festival there as well. And speaking about festivals, my understanding is that there are going to be some special acts coming in for that DSH race on December the 13th. So I suppose it's going to be a grand affair. Now, so far, in terms of the numbers that they're looking at, I think it's in the region of 400 VIPs. That's the hope. And I believe, given that there's no grandstand, one would assume that they'll be putting in some bleachers for the benefit of other individuals coming in. No indication as yet as to the cost of the tickets. Maybe it might be a free event. We'll have to wait and see. But certainly, lots of interest in the horse races. And that's all the time we have for you today at the Lunchroom. We'll be back tomorrow, God willing, and all the best for you this Monday. I'm your host, Calix George Jr., saying thank you and have a good one.